This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan's residents are cautiously optimistic about the Saudi and U.S. brokered peace talks in Jeddah between Sudan's warring generals amid reports of a lull in the fighting. Michael Atit reports from Port Sudan.
Representatives of the military and the rapid support forces are invited to Jeddah to discuss a proposed ceasefire so humanitarian aid agencies can access people who are wounded, hungry, or displaced after more than 3 weeks of fighting. The Sudan Tribune reported Sunday that the army negotiators have met demands, including unconditional withdrawal of the rapid support forces from the capital, Khartoum, an extension of the humanitarian truce, and the integration of the RSF into the Sudanese army within 2 years. The newspaper said it is not clear how the RSF negotiators will respond to these demands. Michael Atit for VOA News. Port Sudan.
Ukraine air defenses shot down 35 Iranian-made drones over Kyiv overnight Monday. And Russia's latest nighttime assault, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Chief Mayor Vitaly Klitschko has been visiting damaged apartments in the city and tells the AP defenses had worked well during the onslaught.
Kamikaze drones fly to direction in our hometown, and thanks to anti-missile system, everyone was shot down.
Drone wreckage struck a two-story apartment block in a western Kyiv district, while five people in the capital were injured by falling debris, according to the Kyiv City Military Administration. In addition, Russian forces also used long-range bombers to launch up to 8 cruise missiles at Ukraine's southern Odessa region overnight. Some of the Soviet-era missiles self-destructed or fell into the sea before striking targets. I'm Charles Duradesma.
And this is VOA News. The White House and Congress could strike a deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling in exchange for budget cuts. It could also do nothing, sending the money and the economy into chaos. President Joe Biden prepares to meet with the House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and leaders of Congress Tuesday. And the options for easing the debt ceiling standoff are many. U.S. President Joe Biden says his administration will write new rules to expand the rights of airline passengers. He said Monday that the rules will require airlines to compensate passengers and cover their meals and hotel rooms if they are stranded for reasons within the airline's control. It is the Democratic administration's latest salvo at the airlines and comes just weeks after the busy summer travel season. Airlines for America, which represents the biggest carriers, says that the airlines have no incentive to delay or cancel flights. A trade group blames weather and air traffic control outages for most of their delays. Banks are reporting tougher credit standards in the week of recent bank failures, CP's Ed Donahue explains.
A report by the Federal Reserve shows about half of banks surveyed raised standards for business and consumer loans after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank. A majority of banks plan to tighten credit as the year goes on. It could slow the economy and increase the risk of a recession. The standards include demanding higher credit scores, charging higher interest rates, or requiring more collateral. A reduction in lending could force businesses to pull back on expansion plans and reduce hiring, and could limit sales of cars and homes. The survey was done before the collapse of First Republic Bank. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More details are emerging about the victims of the weekend mass shooting in Texas. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The people killed by a gunman at a mall near Dallas include two elementary school-age sisters, a couple and their three-year-old son, and a young engineer from India. The victims represent a multicultural cross-section of the metropolitan area's increasingly diverse suburbs. Also killed at the outdoor shopping center were three members of a Korean-American family, a couple and one of their sons, who was three. Another son was wounded. An assistant manager at the mall's Tommy Hilfiger said she was devastated to learn the day after running for her life that one of the dead was a 20-year-old security guard who previously worked at the clothing store and often stopped in to chat. He had escorted her to her car a few days prior. I'm Norman Hall.
The Israeli military says it has killed three senior commanders of the militant Islamic Jihad group in targeted airstrikes. Palestinian health officials said 12 people were killed, including the commanders. There is more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.